And I gotta tell you, fellas, you have got what appears to be a dynamite sound.
Welcome to the Anywhere Office.
We'd like to welcome you to the Anywhere Office, our show about living a digital lifestyle and navigating the changing world of work.
Today's show is called Beyond Text, The Rise of Multimedia on the Web.
Yes, we're going to be talking about multimedia, some of its different uses. More and more people are accessing the Internet on high-speed connections, and so websites featuring audio, video, and other kinds of multimedia content are really becoming popular. So we're going to look at some of the applications of multimedia, how it's used for both entertainment and business.
Like a lot of things, that like television, radio, I think the first place, when we started out, I think the first time we ever saw anything even approaching the Internet was probably the bulletin board systems, when we were a little younger.
Sure.
And, they were text, entirely text. That's all there was out there. The games were text adventures. The
Zork? Was that the name of that? Right. Adventure game?
So, and I think as it became more and more advanced and more, then we started to get pictures and then we started to get audio and then we started to get video. And I think the first place a lot of that goes is straight to entertainment. If you go online and you looked at a lot of the videos online, most of them are going to be funny stuff or interesting stuff that's really just out there for your entertainment purposes, just like television, right? I mean,
I think you're right about that. I mean, like you said, when it first comes, and entertainment is really how a lot of technology gets launched in the first place. I mean, the whole, VHS craze, I mean, it was entertainment that really got beta in VHS and really moved that whole video technology forward and all the things that have come from that. And then the same thing, CDs and DVDs, and you see all this, and it's really a lot of the leaps in technology you see, they're first implemented through entertainment. And, one of the reasons why I think broadband access has become as popular as it is, I mean, sure, people wanted to be able to download files from work, but it was the ability to listen to audio and to watch video to create a richer experience online than just text. I mean, how much text can you really read before you go out of your mind? And, on one hand, and on the other hand, I think it's just, you can convey information through text, but how much quicker is it to convey information? They say a picture is worth 1,000 words. Well, then what's audio worth?
Yeah, and I mean, we found a study on adult retention even, and that showed that over 3 days, adults remember 10% of what they read, 20% of what they hear, 30% of what they see, and 50% of what they see and hear. And this speaks directly to what you're talking about, is that if you're going to remember 50% of a advertiser's message, say, if you see it and hear it, but you're only going to remember 10% of that message if you just read it, then, I mean, it's vastly more powerful. But I think, now there are educational videos, like you're saying, on this VHS. So there's it's almost like it's funded by advertising, fueled by entertainment value. But then on the backside of that, of course, is the fact that these are powerful communication tools. So there is an educational component, and there's a powerful educational tool there, and there's also, I think, like we're saying about advertising, there's also a marketing component there, and it's a powerful marketing tool.
Very much so. I mean, I think that's why we always say, show them, don't tell them. And I mean, I've been a Netflix subscriber for a while now, love that, and when I first did it, I was just getting movies, and then I clicked around through their guide, and I discovered that they have hordes and hordes of educational DVD programs there, and I've been getting things from, everything from how to improve your golf game to boating safety rules and, how to shoot better video and all kinds of things that are learning, music harmonica one, so again, yeah, I mean, I think it gets used for a lot of educational purposes, but I think really one of the things that for small businesses today, and that's one of the things that we're always looking at here, is how can a small business use marketing tools or multimedia to help move their business forward? And I think there's a number of things that you can use multimedia for. I think in one case, you can use it to to kind of put an advertisement or a commercial on your website, and you could show maybe some of the products you're selling, or if you're a real estate agent, maybe you could use multimedia to do a virtual walkthrough. Real estate was probably one of the first places to start using multimedia, wouldn't you think?
Absolutely.
Websites.
Absolutely.
For that, but then beyond that, beyond just having an ad that way. You can use it to educate your prospects. For a lot of businesses, the sale doesn't get made right away. There's an educational component where you need to explain to your prospect or your client what it is that your product does or how it benefits them. Or, on the other hand, after they buy it, provide support on how to use that product and provide support for them. And I think that's, again, where audio and video really start to shine on the web over text. If I can have a small webcast or a screencast that shows you how to use a particular product or some of the different ways people are using a product, I think that's going to mean a lot more to you as a prospect or a client than me just talking about it page after page of text.
And when you say webcast and screencast like that, now you're not just talking about a video of somebody talking to you.
No, a webcast is usually kind of like someone talking to you with a slideshow component as well. So it could be almost used for a sales presentation in that case, or some informational presentation where you've got slides and then you've got audio going along with that. A screencast, on the other hand, which is something you're seeing a lot more of now, is where someone actually records what they're doing on the screen. So if I wanted to show somebody how a particular piece of software works, I could actually, or how you do a search on Google, for example, I could be doing that search and having the software record all of my screen movements along with my voice so that when somebody watches it, they can actually see the steps that are being done on the computer that way.
So it's a demonstration. And then if you could marry that to video, then you're talking about something really dynamic. And that's what we've talked about, where we say that, you know, beyond also the marketing component and the entertainment component, there's a lot of ways in which you can take multimedia and use it to create actual product, like an information product if you have a piece of training. And I agree with you with what you were saying just before. I've talked to a lot of salespeople who say, man, I have to go somewhere and I have to give the same pitch, and I give it day after day and I fly all over the country and give it. And we're always like, well, if you could do that in front of a video camera and then do the slideshow component, couldn't that serve that purpose in a lot of ways? So instead of you flying around all over the country and giving this pitch over and over and over again, we say, why keep doing redundant tasks that technology could do for you?
Sure. I mean, for a lot of professionals, I think they're out speaking on things. I know for lawyers and doctors and coaches and you're out there giving talks all the time. I mean, why not capture that talk either in audio fashion or video fashion or both in that case, and then use that a couple of different ways. You can use it as a lead generation tool. If it's a talk where you're not giving away the farm, you're not giving away what people would want to pay you for, that expertise you have, then you can put bits of that on your website or put it on a CD or a DVD and give it away to people that maybe subscribe to your mailing list as a value-added reason for them to give you your name and email. And thereby, by them hearing that information, again, it further exposes you as an expert in your field and further educates them, and they get to know, like, and trust you. And that's one of the things that I think, from a marketing standpoint, where you can really use multimedia, which is for anyone to feel comfortable working with you or perhaps using your product or service, they need to know, like, and trust you. And that's hard to achieve very often through just text, and that's where audio and video can really be used together for those things.
So we're talking, you can use it as marketing tool to educate prospects. You could use it as a marketing tool maybe to give value-added information. You can use it to create information products. That's maybe if what you sell is your specialty or your knowledge, if you're some type of knowledge worker, or if you're an information worker.
Sure.
People package that as screencasts, mm-hmm. webcasts, video, audio. And another point about some of this is if you were to see a commercial on television even that you liked, or if you saw a show on television that you dug on, and you could say to somebody, oh, did you see that? Or you got to see on Wednesdays at 2:00, you got to listen to this radio broadcast. But with multimedia and on the web, and especially with these portable devices too, that people are, you know, it's really, there's been this time shift that you can share that content. You can send somebody a video that you see on the web. You can say, oh man, I saw this podcast, and you got to go on a whatever and download that podcast and get it on your iPod.
Yeah, and that's where we where people talk about, and you'll hear this word tossed about a lot, I think, is that viral component to this marketing. I mean, I literally just about a half an hour before we did the show, I got an email from the NFL. I'm a huge football fan, New York Giants fan, as you know, as you are as well. But I subscribe to a million NFL things, and they sent me this this email that had a link to a short little 45-second video promoting their fantasy football league. And the video was really entertaining, and right there at the bottom was a link that said, forward this to your friends. And I didn't even think twice. I clicked on it, and I found about four or five of my friends that I knew would get a kick out of it, and I plugged their email addresses in and sent it along. And, you know, they're going to get it, and how many people are they going to forward it along
that's
to?
Right.
And, I mean, that's really a huge element of where multimedia can be an advantage. I mean, how many people are going to forward along a text message? Yeah, they may, but an audio or a video that's entertaining as well as gets a message across, people are much more likely to forward that information along to others, to share it with others that way.
So, yeah, so you can put this audio and video on a website, you can use it as a product, you can use it as a lead generator, and with these portable devices, there are ways to license this information and put it out there so that people who maybe even don't like to sit at their computer and say, listen to, I mean, I always thought it was great that you could listen to a blues radio station from Chicago or a jazz station from New Orleans just sitting at your computer. But now with, I mean, it, and just recently, I think this has become really more significant is the fact that with these portable devices, people, it's like having TiVo in your pocket. They can really pick and choose this content and sort of take it with them when they go.
Exactly. And I think, you know, again, it's not just iPods or MP3 players, but and we'll talk a little bit about this after the break, too. But I have a Trio, which is one of these kind of Palm Pilot slash phone devices where you can do a little bit of everything, and I actually use that as my multimedia device. That's one of the great things about having that device is not only is it my phone, but I have video on there, and we'll talk, you know, again with our guest later today, Israel Hyman. I have the Izzy Video podcast. I had them all on there, and I was watching them on the plane while I was flying along. I've got a bunch of MP3s on there as well as some teleseminars and teleclasses that I had taken or signed up and were able to download some files. So, you know, I'm listening to other shows. I'm listening to music. I'm watching videos, all on a portable device that I can carry with me. So I can digest it at my own rate. If I'm online at the bank and I have some time to kill, or if I'm in the airport and I have some time, I can just use that device, bring that up, and take a listen to that or watch it that way.
And this has become so popular even that a lot of blogs now even have audio and video on.
Yeah, and that's something we're going to talk about after the break. We're going to go to a quick break here, and when we come back, we'll take a look at some of the other elements of audio and video on the web.
The rise of multimedia.
Well, that about does it. Wraps are all up. I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.